Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Motivational Monday on December 27th. December 27th, it's my mom's birthday, so I want to wish her happy, happy birthday. And I'm so happy she's with us this year to celebrate it. So, as we are entering to the new year, and a lot of you are creating or thinking about goals, your business goals, but also personal life goals, I want to talk about how to implement them successfully throughout the year and not drop them in January and February like a lot of people do, especially with their health goals and personal goals. And for that, we'll use today my Dream Plan Do coaching model, and we'll focus on creating commitment. So of course, when you have your goal, right, whatever that is, let's talk about business, whether it's a certain amount of clients or money or whatever, is think about it. Why do you want to achieve it? You need to have a strong why to every goal in order to be fully committed to implement it, even when the times get hard. Okay, because when we don't have a strong why, and we don't have a strong commitment to the goal, we're only committed to it then, or we only want it implemented when the conditions are perfect and so on. So we do it only if this and this condition is met, as opposed to when you're fully committed to the goal, because you have a strong why, you do it even if things happen. Okay, so have a goal, and that's the dream part. Then, before you decide to implement it and start going on your way, pause and let's be intentional and do a plan part of the model, where think about it, what it will take for you to implement it, understand it. Right? So if you're trying to gain a certain amount of clients, understand it. What type of clients? How much money does it get you? How did you get them in the past? What do you need to do to get them this year, right? If it's your personal goal, like for example, being more active, what does it mean to you? What it would take? Is it a gym? Is it a walk? When would you do it? How would you do it, right? Once you have the plan, and it doesn't have to be big and elaborate, of course, depends on your goal. If it's like a little small goal, or if it's your big goal for the year, then you might need to spend a little bit more time creating that. Before you get into doing, check in your commitment. So work on your commitment. If you were to, you know, assess your commitment, 1 out of 10, if you were to give it a score, what is it right now? And be honest, okay? Don't fool yourself. Be honest. So let's just say you give it a 7. Then try to understand, why is it a 7? Why is it a 7 and not 10? Or why is it a 7, not 1? What makes it a 7? And then think about it. What do you need to do to make it a 10? So you're committed to achieving this goal, even when it gets hard, even when you don't feel amazing, and so on, right? To taking steps. And from there, you can truly decide if it's a goal worth taking on or not, right? Because if you realize through this exercise that you can't get yourself to 10, that it's not such an important goal for you, then I would want to challenge you and say, what's the point of doing it? What's the point of spending time pursuing a goal that you're not 10% committed to it, right? I was talking in the main episode on the biggest aha moments that life is too short. Life is too short to be time. We don't have time to be wasting it for things that are really not important to us. And by important, I mean that they're so important that we're committed to them 10 out of 10 or even more, right? So think about it. And if you can't commit to 10, maybe it's not worth doing, or do the work to be committed to 10. Okay. So I hope this helps you in your New Year goal setting. I think that the New Year is always a great opportunity to recommit to yourself, to relook at your business and at your life, but do it intentionally. Do it like you mean it. Happy New Year. And see you here in the Diamond Effect Podcast in 2022. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.